In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. This new show about approaches, and we will start with the approach of evangelism, how to evangelize, how to witness, how to be a servant of missionary work. Because you know it's a commandment in the New Testament that we should witness the truth we have. And actually, most of our congregations are not fond of this. They are always busy with their work, with their families, with the meetings in the church, but they did not know, they did not practice witnessing the truth before. So this time we'll start by some approaches of evangelism. First of all, we have to focus on our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the perfect preacher in the Bible and all through the history. So when we focus on the Lord, we can see how one can deliver the message of salvation to anybody. The first approach we may get out of the Lord, that we should contact others socially. You know, this kind of face-to-face meeting or face-to-face discussion, this is one of the commonest approach of evangelism. Remember, the Lord was not always spending his time preaching in meetings and saying sermons, but most of his life he was spending time with people. He was talking to one or two or three or small groups, and he may spend many hours with just one person. And by doing this, that was the first and the commonest approach of preaching. In Luke chapter 5, it was said, after these things, he went out and saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, "Follow me." So he left all, rose up and followed him. So this kind of personal contact, face to face, just come and follow me. And Matthew, as you know, followed him and he left everything to follow him. That was the start of being a disciple, being a saint afterwards. You know, it happened in the same chapter that Jesus answered and said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." You know, by this physician-patient relationship, we cannot ignore that this kind of personal relationship, it's kind of face-to-face discussion, and this is the approach of missionary work of evangelism. You may meet some friend in the university or the work or traveling anywhere, and you start opening the discussion, whatever the first step of this discussion, but you may use this kind of talk to deliver the message of salvation face to face. You need not to be on the stage or in a church to deliver the message. Also, you can see that our Lord Jesus Christ, as the great missionary, he broke barriers. He was always breaking these barriers, because people may stand away looking at you in a strange look. They expect something different from you. So by doing this approach, by loving, caring, smiling, and asking simple questions, opening the discussion, and in your mind, in your heart, you are targeting or focusing on the message of salvation. But you should break the barrier, because you know, when the Lord went to Samaritan woman, she was not ready to speak to him. He was the Jew and she was the Samaritan. He was a man, she was a woman, and everybody did not like this woman at that time, but he broke the barrier. By asking her, "Just give me water to drink," and starting the discussion, she loved him and she started to know the truth. Also, you know, in order to be a missionary or to follow the steps of our Lord Jesus Christ as the great preacher, people always matter to him. He always cared for the people around. He was seeing everybody with his kind eye, and he could see the blind who were shouting, "Save me, Lord." He could see the woman who went asking for healing of the bleeding coming of her. So he was always caring for the people around, and by doing this, he could catch many souls into salvation. Also, you know, the Lord always valued the human being. He made a value of everybody. He looked to the children, he considered them, he considered the poor, the ignorant, the non-accepted people in the community. He considered women and elderly, so he considered everybody. Also, if you study the Gospel, the four Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you can see clearly that the meetings of the Lord with one guy is very common. He spent some time talking to Nicodemus, he spent some time talking to the disciples, some time with Peter, some time with the blind man. So this kind of personal meetings are very common in the Gospels, much more common than the meetings with the people on the mountain or in the sea. So you can see this is the commonest approach of preaching that Lord made use of. Also, you know, you need to make some relations with the people around before starting preaching. If you go any country, you should study the culture of this country, because if you speak in a bad way, if you use some movements of the hands or the face, you may not understand why they reject you, because they explain this kind of wording or movements in a different way that you expect. So by studying the culture, you can, you know, develop a better communication skill with the people around, and by using this, you can easily introduce yourself to the people. They can easily open their hearts to you and listen carefully to your message. Also, this kind of direct contact between you and the preacher and anybody around needs mainly that you pray first, because by praying you will get this kind of wisdom from heaven that will help you to open the door and help you to spell the good words needed to this one. You know, you cannot consider that all people are the same and you just have one way to everybody. With the Samaritan, the Lord was different. With Matthew was different. With Zacchaeus was different. With the blind man, with his disciples. So it's not only one approach, but it's always related to love, wisdom, caring, warmth, and this kind of face-to-face relationship. Also, by doing this trial, you will develop different ways of choosing what verses from the Bible you can use in this. Sometimes you may not use the Bible at all, but after some time you need to put some verses from the Bible to help the guy to start reading the Bible. This is one of the approaches of missionary. Next time we will discuss other approaches. Glory to God. Amen.